Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hiring, business, performance.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett's here. I'm glad she's here, too. Elise is the founder of Marketing Mentor. She is a very versatile person. She's the lady who wrote these two books, one for shy people called Stop Pushing Me Around, and one for aggressive people called The Art of Self-Promotion. The same person wrote both books. She covers the waterfront. And she's our good friend, Elise Bennett, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust folks all the way back to 98. Elise, this summer, we'll have you back to celebrate your 14th anniversary with us. You're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
Totally.
Hey, Elise, one of the things you've been helping folks with is how do they decide what they should go to market with, what kind of a platform or platforms they should go to market with in order to house, launch, and deliver their content, whether it should be a website, should be a blog, should there be a newsletter, should their website look like a blog, should it be on a blog platform, et cetera, et cetera. You've been working on that, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
Well, you know, I was just trying to listen to the way you formulate the question, because in a way it seems like what you're talking about is content, right? We all have content.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the core of that content? I mean, is it information about you or me and how we work and what we offer and what our services and products can do? And or is it content that speaks to the needs of the market? And for mm-hmm. that, you really do have to know who your market is.
Helpful things.
And, you know, asks questions and provides solutions. And often one of those solutions is the services and products that you offer.
Right.
So, you know, this question of blog, newsletter, Twitter, website, all of those need to be based on kind of a clearly thought through process of what exactly is my content and what does my market need from me.
Mm-hmm.
And we
also have to ask, who are the people that we're trying to reach? Who is my ideal profile customer prospect?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because I work with a lot of self-employed people who know they're supposed to be doing a blog or a newsletter or mm-hmm. something like that, but they can't for the life of them come up with what the content would be.
Right.
And usually it's because they don't know who they're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, the minute you make that decision, it's clear what they need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say who they're talking to, I mean, we need to be as narrow and specific as possible. And so in my case, I speak directly to, for the most part, consultants and creative professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And they have certain things in common, and so I know what to say and what language to use and what points to emphasize, because this is what I hear all day long from the people that I work with. So
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. You know, LinkedIn is, I think, one of the best of the social networking tools
right.
that business people can use. And one of the things I hear people saying all the time is, I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not using it. And so that's a clue for me of what kind of content I can provide, because there's a need right there. So I can talk about how to use LinkedIn, and
right.
I can give a webinar, and I can write a newsletter
about
it.
Okay, so that's the content, but how do you decide whether you put that in a newsletter or whether it goes in your blog or whether it becomes an article on your website?
Well, it really kind of should be all of the above.
It should be all of them, shouldn't it?
Ideally,
do you think
yes.
people get hung up on that? Do you think people get hung up on on the fact that, that, you know, well, I've got it this one place. Would it, am I, you know, is it too much if I put it somewhere else?
I do think people worry about duplication and repetition.
Yeah.
But needlessly, because...
Right, I agree.
I mean, people need repetition. They need to see the same message over and over before they actually do something.
Well, not only that, but you've got, you know, there are people who go to my website who don't read my blog. There are people who take my newsletter who may not go to my website. You know, they...
Right.
And because they get things different, and yet... And so consequently, if I write something, it'll be in the newsletter. They'll get it. Newsletter folks get things first. That's one of the things. The order is, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you get stuff before anybody does. Maybe only a day. And then the website is more for archiving, and for as a landing page. And then the blog is more community based because people can comment and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the content is very similar, right?
Right. So it's true that everybody has a different preference for how they want to receive material or information. And I do think, again, ideally, you want to be able to provide it in as many formats and media as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think people get hung up with that because you're not going to do a newsletter and a blog and a website all at the same time necessarily. I think it has to be a gradual evolution. And so, I mean, the website, I think, is still a pretty standard first thing you have to have.
Right, right.
And then I always say a newsletter is next because of all of the tools, it's really the one that gives you the most control over what you send and who you send it to and when they see it.
Well, it also, the process of a newsletter audience is the process of amassing a community. It'll help you amass a community quicker than anything, won't it?
Well, it depends on what you mean by community, because if you're talking about the blog, the last time you said community, you were talking about the blog where people can comment.
Well, I just meant from a comment standpoint. From a newsletter standpoint, community means they've given you permission by giving you their email address.
Yes, absolutely.
But visitors to your blog, you may not know who they are. They just may drop by.
Exactly. That's why I say it gives you more control.
Exactly. So you think a website's automatic. We got to have that. Then you think the newsletter's next. And I agree with that because that's a little more, you have not only more control, but it's a little more, it's sort of reaching out more than the blog would.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about this some more with Elise Bennett. She's given us some good ideas here. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right, check that out, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.